Good evening, everyone. This is John Adolphe. Welcome to our latest Hug Boot Camp. And yes, some of you either come to our monthly event or you have listened to our boot camps on our website. Tonight is going to be somewhat of a refresher, but also, too, it's going to be the latest information that I have for you. And there have been some changes, so get ready. The first change I'd like to share with you is that HUD has made a transition from two management companies down to one. And when they did that, all the inventory from one went to the other, and then all the new inventory, instead of splitting it up, went to one company. And that one company is trying to juggle everything at the same time. How that has changed things since November, December, January, because January is when they made the split complete. It's when they got all the inventory, is that the price reductions, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, have almost come to a standstill. Now, they've done a dozen or so since December. So there's a lot more price reductions forthcoming. But that doesn't necessarily... Now, before you ask the question, because somebody asked that, it says, well, they... If the price reductions are every 30 to 45 days, if it's been 90 days, will they do two price reductions? Nope. All right, let's get started. First off, this is very, very important. Now, watch what happens here. Some of you have seen this before. In January of 2011, there were 235 HUD homes in New York State. Now, watch what happens. You know, we just got off of the mortgage crisis of 2008-ish, 9. The last good flipping year was 2009, because everything changed. And 1 year later, there were 16 HUD homes in New York State. So that means there's a bottleneck that took place. It started right around here. And that bottleneck continued for another couple of years. Look at that. January 2013, there were 44 HUD homes in New York State. In 2015, there were 75 HUD homes in New York State. It got pretty exciting when I got up to 44, I'll be honest with you. Because we saw it hover between 13 and 30 for like 2 years. 2 years. And this is what I love to do. Then 2015, it's like, whoa, the floodgate. Is it starting to open? And here's what happened. In May of 2015, we had 90 HUD homes in New York State. Now we're cooking. And then July, we had 160 HUD homes in 2015. Then we had 228 HUD homes in February of 2016. And look what we got April 15th, 2016. 347 HUD homes in New York State. Now, we comprise, there's 62 counties in New York State. The four counties, Onondaga, Cayuga, Madison, and Oswego, comprise 7% of New York State. Not as far as land area, but just the amount of counties, okay? We, in those four counties, we are somewhere between 25 and 30% of all the HUD homes in New York State come from these four counties. To me, that means opportunity. You know? I mean, you could interpret that in a negative way if you want to, but I look at it as just plain opportunity. Because the more HUD homes you have, I'm just going to use HUD as an example, the more the lower the prices you're going to get them for. See, when there were 200-300 HUD homes for sale at any given time in 2009, the flipping weather was good. But after that, not good. It's only now starting to get a little better. And with this kind of inventory, my. I will say this. We think, we're not sure, but we think there's in those four counties there's somewhere between 1,000 and 1,400, maybe even 1,800 backlogged HUD homes that have yet to come out. That's not including the 200-300 HUD homes a year that will be joining it. yeah, that's a lot. So, I hope I have your attention. Because if I don't, I don't know how I can make these statistics any more alarming or cool, because this is where it gets exciting. The break in the dam finally took place, and it happened over the last year or so. Okay? And what was the delay? The delay was caused by all that naughtiness that took place in 2002 to 2006, caught up in 2008, and then they slowed the foreclosure process down. And in New York State, they slowed it down immensely. Matter of fact, they have a thing called shadow inventory. That's all the stuff that you see that's vacant houses that are not owned by the bank, but still owned by owners that are going through a foreclosure. Seems like here, most people aren't living in the houses. They leave. But in Florida, they like to hang out until they're kicked out. You know, they call them squatters. You don't hear that up here in New York State, because usually when you get that foreclosure notice, you're gone, because you want control and you don't want somebody putting a lock on your door. And that's not the way it works. But I'm telling you, that's what people, they fear for it. You know, so anyway, there was a slowing down process. What would take a year to 2 years to foreclose on a property was taking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years to close or to foreclose. That's what it's taking these days. So the break in the dam has taken place. At one time, they believe there was 4 to 6 million properties in the United States that were in the shadow inventory, in this sort of suspended animation. Now, in Florida and California, all of that suspended animation or shadow inventory has already gone through the books. And as a result of that, the prices are starting to rise, have been rising. Okay? But not so here. And even if they did go through the books, prices aren't going to rise that much anyways, because it's very stable in this area. Somebody said to me, I was talking to somebody in New York City, they were saying, so what's it like in Syracuse? You know, what's your market like? And I said, it's stable and it doesn't fluctuate really that much. And it's very inexpensive. You know? Taxes are high though. You know? More HUDs mean more opportunities and lower prices. This is true. All right? Now, you're going to see this bid period when you're on the HUD site called the lottery. And it's going to confuse you at first. It means, and really, all this explanation right here, let me just boil it down to it. 95% of all HUD homes that go on the market are in the lottery bid period in the very beginning. Lottery bid period means non-for-profit and government agencies only for 7 days. Now, there is 5% of the properties that are in good enough shape that don't go into this, and they go straight to the owner-occupant category called exclusive, which we'll get into in just a second. But just kind of get in your mind that majority of them are going to go through this 7-day non-for-profit. How many of them sell to non-for-profits? We've sold, in 4 years, we've sold 4. Or, I shouldn't even say we sold. Home headquarters grabbed them. Yeah. Home headquarters grabbed them, and that's the only one we've ever had that has purchased them. But usually they're inner city. They're not going to Baldwinsville to get them, typically. All right, so first 7 days is lottery. Exclusive is owner-occupant. I wish they wouldn't use these words. Owner-occupant. No investor bidding. But I'm going to give you a HUD secret. 95% of all the properties, not only are they come out in the lottery bid period, but I would say 95% of the properties that come out are priced at market value, or they're not taking consideration its condition and are overpriced. It's my own personal opinion. It plays itself out if you look at the market over the last 2 to 3 years. They've been doing this, and unfortunately, it's been delaying the process of selling them. And I'll explain in a second how that can be to your advantage that they do overprice them. But that 5% that they don't overprice, or they actually underprice, can I give you an example? 2204, and you can watch the video, 2204 James Street in Syracuse. It's a 4-family house. Went on the market for, well, I thought it was going to go on the market for $130,000 to $150,000. Went on the market for $99,000. We had 7 offers that went through our office. I don't even know how many offers went in through the other. We didn't even get it. Somebody else got it. $182,000. $182,000. There were multiple overbids. Tens of thousands of dollars overbidding. But somebody, they paid retail for it. They paid top-end retail for it. Yeah. Every once in a while, though, there's going to be this time where it's in the exclusive bid period, that first 10 days or 5 days after the lottery bid period, depending on how it comes out. And it's going to be a screaming great deal. And you as an investor are going to have your hands tied behind your back and you're going to go, oh, to be an owner-occupant again. Let me tell you what an owner-occupant is, according to HUD. And I do follow this, so don't try to get tricky on me, okay? An owner-occupant is someone who is going to live in the house as their primary residence for at least 1 year. Back in the 90s, I discovered a little trick that is both moral and ethical on how to get around this. Not actually getting around this, but working with it or through it. And that is, you as an investor can pay for the whole thing, let's say cash, but you put a son or a daughter into the house who's going to live there legitimately for a year. Then you can buy it as an owner-occupant. You can be on the deed if you choose to. You better be. And after 1 year, your son or daughter can quick claim the deed back over to you and take themselves off if they want to. Don't let them get too comfortable. That's right. So that's how you can legitimately bid during the... Now, if you bought a HUD within the last 2 years, then you can't do this. Okay? But if you haven't bought one in a while, I'm talking about as an investor, bought it as an investor, you can't do this. But give it a try. I've had people do it. Not very often, but I've had people do it. Okay, exclusive bid period. Owner-occupant. Okay? And by the way, there is a hefty fine, and you can thank the Clinton administration for this back in 92. And that is as if you're defrauding the government as to your status, and that you really are an investor, and somebody blows you in because they don't monitor this. Somebody blew you in, got angry because they were waiting, and they found out you're an investor. There's up to 1 year in jail and $250,000 fine. So, Todd, we're going to be honest about this, me and you, right? Because we don't want to be jail cell buddies.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good. All right.
The website is HUD Home Store, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. The website for HUD is www.hudhomestore.com. And that's HUD, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E. It's all singular, hudhomestore.com. So this exclusive period, no investors can bid. Uninsured properties are 5 days. That's 95% of them, okay? So 7 days lottery, 5 days exclusive for the owner-occupant, and then on the 13th day, investors. Okay? Since here's the advantage. Since 95% of all HUD homes are overpriced, guess what isn't going to sell in the first 13 days or 12 days? The house. It's too much. So you can just sit back and just wait. Just cross your arms and wait and watch and laugh and go, ha, this is going to be great. Because the next thing I'm going to share with you in just a little bit is a strategy on how to approach and how to interface with these HUDs in a way that's going to give you a very big advantage and get great deals on these. So the exclusive period, which again is no investors can bid on insured properties, is somewhere between 10 to 13 days. The insured properties just mean they're in better shape. That's that 5%ers, the 5%ers that are in pretty good shape. When the appraisers say that they're insurable, it just means that the bank can put a mortgage on it again without any fixes that need to be done to it. Okay? The appraisers are where they used to do a real wide array of insured with escrow repair. That is, repairs of anywhere between $1 to $5,000. They had this escrow repair, and then they had uninsurable, the 203K ones. Now everything is all uninsured. But they used to have a smattering of them all. And now they have all those two categories, in a sense, dried up. They don't do the insured with escrow repair. They don't seem to want to do those anymore. And I've asked them why, and what it seems like they do, and what little I've been able to get, is that they go, you know what, I can't see the furnace working, and I can't see the water going through the pipe. Uninsurable. Even though the house may be gorgeous. So I get these calls from these realtors. They get, John, I don't see what's wrong with this house. How come it's uninsurable? It's the appraiser. That's what they're doing. So just because it says UI or uninsurable doesn't necessarily mean it's a horrible house. What does this all mean? Let's go ahead and recap. Lottery means 7 days If it's a lot, if it comes out on a lottery bid period first, 95% of them do. Exclusive, that 5%, if they're in pretty good shape, they start right off exclusive for 10 days. And on the 11th day, the investors can bid. I know this sounds a little bit confusing, but if you go on the HUD website and look at the status, the bidding status, you'll start to see these titles, lottery, exclusive, extended. And you'll be able to make a little bit more sense, maybe review what we're sharing here tonight. What's that?
Or buy your book.
Buy my book. Yeah, well, my book came out in 2013, and there have been just a couple little changes, but the book has this, right? Okay. All right, then it's pretty up to date. The bid period for extended, that's going to be where you guys come in. Extended bid period means everybody. It means investor, too. So after the 11th to 13th day on the initial introduction of the property to the market, okay, then it's available for you folks. And like I say, there's no fretting because 95% of them are overpriced. Okay? So you just lay back and you go, oh, a new one today in North Syracuse. Oh, it's overpriced. Very cool. Because I'll explain in just a second why that's cool. Once a property comes out on the market and goes through that 10 to 13 day bid period, then it goes on a 24-hour bidding periods daily. So people get nervous, say, John, there's only 11 hours left. I know, but it's overpriced. It hasn't gone down in price yet. Just take a nap. Okay? And so they're on 24-hour bid periods, and over the weekend, it's a 3-day bid period. That just means that any bids that come in during that bid period, whether it's the first 10 days, 13 days, or daily, or over the weekend, all those bids are then electronically opened up the following day, or on a Monday, or after the 13th day, and HUD looks at them and sees if there are any that are worthy. And I'll explain what worthy means in just a second. Bidding strategies. Pretty much 10% of the asking price you can bid on a HUD home and get it. Understand that this property has already gone through the 10 to 13 day bid period. Everybody's lost interest with it. Now, if the price is right, it's just being overlooked, you can come in on that 13th day and say, hey, John, can we get this 10% under the asking price? And I'll say, absolutely, we can. That's the only way I want you to bid. And then you bid, and you get it for 10% under. And they'll open it up on the 14th day. But HUD will accept 10% under the asking price at any given time. 15%, every once in a while, they set their software in their computer right off the bat, and I don't know what the factors are they do that, where they'll accept 15%. We're talking small percentage, but they do. So 15%, and if it's been on the market for more than 45 days, maybe not 15%. Still maybe 10%. It's kind of a shooting in the dark, but with some educated knowledge, educated guessing, there are some strategies here that are pretty foolproof, but 15% under the asking price, I would say that in any given time you can do that just to test it. Now, here's what happens when you put an offer in. I think I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me continue on. You can do 20% under the asking price when HUD feels like it. Meaning that you can feel like it, but will HUD accept your 20% under? Once in a while. Here's the deal. There's a guy out there saying, listen, a HUD guy like myself, you know, says you should put an offer in every single day until they take it. Here's what I understand to be true. And again, HUD has this 500-page rule book. Literally, I found out 5-6 years ago that they literally have a 500-page operation manual, okay, that they won't tell us what's in it, but they follow those guidelines. And the bottom line is, what I have discovered myself personally, is that when something... they will be more apt to take a 20% under when there's no offers going in. The more activity it receives of low offers, the less apt that they are to take a low offer. So if you want to put your low offer in, put it in and then do nothing. Now here's the thing. You can't go to some guru's Hug Guru Seminar and have him sell you the DVDs and his book and everything else and expect that you're going to absorb all that and that's going to be your hard, fast rules. It doesn't work that way. There are some strategies I'm sharing with you, but it's extremely dynamic, which means that you have to take the property on a case-by-case basis. And because I live and breathe this stuff, I will then kick back to you what the appropriate action is for each individual one. It is that dynamic in order to be able to do that. It's necessary for that. And I'll show you some extreme examples at the end of this presentation to prove my point on this. This is the other thing that no other animal on the planet does, and that is HUD keeps all the bids in their system, unless they somehow lose them, and I've seen that happen. But in theory and in practice, your offer, like, Todd, you put an offer in today on a property, 3 months from now, I may get an email saying, is Todd's $20,000 offer on this property still, you know, does he still want to go forward with it? Or they'll just email me and say, Todd got it. Yeah. That's what they'll do.
And in the meantime, Todd's moving on to something else. And
then all I do is say, Todd, do you want it? Todd goes, nope. I said, okay. You might have to sign this piece of paper, Todd. Fine. That's it. HUD moves on. Which means, and here's another strategy for you. After I get done sharing with you how to go about approaching these, you can go out and put 10 offers in. Right off the bat, you can put them in 1 day, or you can do it over the course of 10 weeks. And just laugh and just smile because you may get HUD may grab one of those or two or three and you can say no at any given time. No spilled milk at all, myself included. I love doing this. You want to say no? Say no. You want to say yes? Go for it.
They ever hold it against you? You know.
Nope, they do not hold it against you. It's nothing personal. Not at all. I've had people bid on a property. Something happens. They say, oh man, I took a closer look and I want to get it for less. Already 3-4 weeks into the process, they kill the deal. They lose their $500. They go back. They bid less and then they get it. I've seen people do that. It's not a really good practice because there's no guarantee that you can do it again. But they won't hold it against you is what I'm trying to get at. You know? So they keep all their bids in their system. Now, you, not you personally, but me, you will receive future counteroffers outside of the publicly stated price and the info that's there. This is what that means. Todd, I'm going to pick on you again. House comes out on the market for $100,000. You'd like to get it for $70,000. You put your $70,000 in. They say, we'll take $90,000. Okay. So then now you move on. John, you put an offer in for $85,000. Okay? HUD says, no, we want $90,000. And they send your realtor, me or whoever, a counter for $90,000. I get another counter for $90,000 directed towards you. When it was, in fact, you were the one who put the offer in, your agent, let's say there's another agent involved, that puts the offer in for you, they get the email, I get the same email, the same minute that your agent gets it. That's weird. I mean, that is different. Here's the really cool thing. They just now lowered it from 100 to 90, and they send out two emails. One to you, John. Let's say you put the offer in for $75,000, okay? And one to you, Todd, saying, we'll take $80,000. They send out a counteroffer without them even initiating another offer. I've seen them do that over and over again. Now, let's just say that they did it. They decided to go 15% under instead of 10. They'll shoot that out to you guys. I'll be sitting around. Let's say I'm a third realtor, and I know a lot about HUDs, but I haven't put an offer in anything yet. You guys are getting offers 15% below the asking price, and I'm sitting there still thinking 10% in my mind. And then all of a sudden, I see it sold, and I look at the sold price, and it's 15% under. And I'm like going, ah, I could have told somebody about the 15. They probably would have done it. But you guys got first right of refusal for being in there. And I've seen some weird lowballs in my life. Weird lowballs. I'm talking more than 10%, more than 15. I've seen more than 20% just by putting your offer in. Are you starting to get the idea? You can laugh and laugh and laugh when you see these overpriced HUD homes come out on the market because there's a strategy. This is where the inches and seconds advantage goes to the initiated. What's an initiated person? Well, I'll get to that in just a second. Here's an example, 102 Jarrett Drive. This property is in the Westvale Camillus area. It started off at $89,000 on August 29th, 2014. $89,000. That's what the appraiser appraised it for, and it's as is condition. It sold to somebody for $80,478, approximately 10% below the asking price. It went back on a month later to $89,000. Okay? They don't lower it. They used to. They don't do that anymore. They just put it back on for $89,000. Then they lowered it in February to $80,100, 10% under. That was their first price reduction. Okay? Notice that it's almost 3 months because of the disruption. That's why. The disruption of this right here. So Ken, I think they reset the clock or something. The lowest bid, they emailed me, because I had an offer in for a client. The lowest bid they would take is $72,430 at this point. Okay? Still not good enough for anybody. On 3/16, it sold for...
Wow.
Oh, candy.
Yeah. This is one of the extreme examples, okay? So they had it on for 80, and it sold for... Do the math. I'm not even sure what... I think I did the percentage. 89. Well, no, but it was 89 originally, but it was on the market for $80,100 when they took the $50,000 offer. How do I get these best deals? Well, you know that I have not been able to keep up with the amount of HUDs that are coming out, but I do go out there and I shoot a few over the weekend and I send them out. Watch my videos. Do you realize the ease of that? You can do that on your couch while you're eating popcorn. I'm an investor. I am doing my due diligence. And you know when I do the videos that I go through and I tell you what looks lousy and what smells like cats. And yeah, Dave.
Hey, John. So let's say you find something interesting and you put a substantially lower price and they reject it, I suppose.
Right.
Is that they keep it on record?
They do keep your offer on record, even if it's substantially low.
They'll go to it?
They could. They could. I'll give you something in just a second. I'll show you what is realistic to be in that position to where they could. I'll show you where that is, okay? Go see the properties. This is the easiest part, guys. You watch the videos, you go see the properties, you got notes, okay? If you didn't look at any, and I've said this before, if you never looked at any other investment property out there other than overpriced HUD homes, instead of doing the bum's rush dance with all these other people, trying to be the first person there, getting mad at your realtor because they can't get you there in 30 minutes, and then putting your offer in highest and best and then losing out. That's what happens. Highest and best, multiple offers. Realtor has, you know, their person in their back pocket. They get it. Whatever. HUDs, you can't do that. I don't even know what the other offers are from the other realtors. It's sealed, bid. And I like that. Keeps everybody honest.
Yeah.
I love it. Watch the videos. Scour the HUD site. I don't have them all on videos. Go actually see the property physically. John, I want to go take a look at it. Write down on your notes, with a sharp pencil, what you feel the fix-up is going to be. That's going to be your second most important figure. Well, there's three altogether. What's the after-repaired value, but what's it going to cost to fix-up, and what is the best price you think I can get this for? Call me and let me know there's an interest. When you do, I have a HUD sheet, a paper HUD sheet with a picture on it that I print out from the site. And on the back of it is your name. And then when the price goes down, I'm calling John Colbert up and I'm personalizing my service by saying, John, this price just went down to this. This is what HUD will take it. Is this of interest to you? That's the conversations that I have. But I won't do that unless you go see it because I don't know that you're interested in it. And I'm juggling hundreds of homes and 1,000 or more people. So that's the reason why I need you to participate to some degree. Then you place lower offers on properties, even if they are priced too high. You put lower offers in. That doesn't mean if it comes out for 100, you're calling me up saying, put it in for 20, 15. Do you want to know a true story? True story. Let me see if I can recall the exact. Somebody called me up because they were upset because they wanted to put, okay, there was a $19,500 property in Rome on George Street. Somebody called me up and said that they called the realtor. I think this is the one. It doesn't matter. He says, I want to put a $5,000 offer on the property. The realtor laughed and hung up on the person. He called the realtor back. Why'd you hang up on me? He says, they'll never take a price that low. They didn't. And it was really unrealistic at $5,000. There's not, I've only sold, in the last 5 years, I've sold maybe one or two properties under $10,000. Okay? So, that's, yeah. What's that? Yes?
When I went to the website and started looking at different houses, I kept seeing the initials SF something. And I didn't know what that stood for.
Square footage, maybe? On mine, if you're talking about my site, I do SQFT. No? Was this my site or was this somebody else's? Square footage. It's got to be square footage. No? Something else?
With the bid dates.
Then look at. All right. We'll take a look at the HUD site before we get done here. Okay. So how do you get then? Wait. Then you score. You wait. Remember, I told you can put in multiple offers and just wait. Do nothing. Then pick the one you want when they... Okay. 37% under the current asking price. Did I tell you? 10% under? HUD sometimes does 15 or 20. That's 37.5% under. Okay? The asking price, not the original price. The original price was 44%. Okay, so... let's see if we've got the... this is the new HUD bidding secret. Are you guys ready? Should I turn off the recording and let our listeners not hear this next very important secret? Yeah. You guys are going to have to come in next time. All right. We'll let it go this time. Here we go. Take any HUD property, the original listing price, example, Jarrett Drive for $89,000, and run it through our new super secret formula. And that is the number you place your bid for. For example, take $89,000 and multiply it by... should I actually announce this? Because they can't hear it. They can't see it.
No.
Oh, they're all saying no.
No, we came.
All right, I'm going to leave that. If you guys want to hear the number, you got to call me, 695-6434. Email me, john@adelphi.com. I will email you that number. You multiply the original asking price by this number, and that is a good, realistic, low, most likely you won't get it, maybe you might, number. And I came up with this number by looking at the formula of the 10% price reductions, and I came up with this number because there were two examples right in a row. Both were $60,000, and they sold at a price that was, I won't even say the price because they'll do the math and figure out, they sold for the price this much under. Okay, or this much of it. And I went, oh, doom, 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 doom. And I went, okay, I see a pattern here. But even this is just a help, just a guide. That's all. Personalization, though, of these is really more important than even any sort of like magical number. Personalization. And that's where I come in. So Jarrett Drive was just about, if you use that magical formula, mm-hmm. Jarrett Drive was just about spot on. Mm-hmm. So there's three, and there's more. Okay, here's a super secret website. This I will give out, even though you folks aren't here and we miss you. I just want to let you know you're missed. This is the one I stumbled on. Contains HUD stats, and you are not going to believe. I don't know how many of you folks here are love to look at statistics. If you love statistics, you're going to love this website. Now, understand that this website does not cater to homes that are currently for sale, only the ones that have sold. Okay? And it's HUDHomeValue.com. HUDHomeValue.com. And this is what it shows. Here's Jarrett Drive, and it shows the purchase price net to HUD. So that's what HUD would have ended up with, okay? This price right here, not what they actually got. And here's all the history of it and the percentage. Delisted, listed, okay? So you're going to love that. And then they give you an estimate of what the best bid is. I don't know if I trust that, only because they're using statistics and they're using analog rhythms and stuff, whatever, to come up with these. I haven't tested them. I haven't spent a lot of time on this site to test them, to see how true they are. But I this person would never have been able to buy it for that amount. I don't believe so. So use that with just a grain of salt. And okay, so there's my contact information. For those of you listening to this, you can contact us. Well, let me give you my website, www.adolfi, that's spelled adolfi.com. And you can reach us at 315-695-6434. We're going to end the presentation for you listeners. We're going to continue on with a little bit more Q&A and a couple little goodies that we have for those who actually spent their time and their gas to come out here tonight. Now remember, next month we're going to have the May 2016 seminar. Is sell your own home and how to save thousands on the commission. That's right. I'm going to teach you how to market, how to advertise, how to show, how to sell on your own and save yourself anywhere between 6 to 7% commission on your home. That's right. And there's only going to be 12 spots available. So if you're listening to this and you want in on that, call our office 695-6434 and reserve your seat today. And thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon, evening, or morning.